Okay, and here we are, and another thing. I got a couple subjects to talk about.
Bring it.
Did you see the movie Battle of the Sexes?
No.
Totally have to watch it. It's so good.
Okay.
Do you know what it's about? It's about the Billie Jean King fighting, what's the guy's name?
Bobby Riggs.
And that was a really good film. And it was good because not only did it focus on the obvious, there was an interesting setup in that you know, she's a lesbian, and so you got a little bit of a insight into her life and how that affected her, especially when this was all happening. Mm-hmm. And at the time of the event, she was married to a man. And
right.
So, you know, I mean, I thought everybody did a fantastic job. And I do remember I was 5 years old when that battle happened. And even though I was young, I was aware of what it all meant. And I was aware how important it was that this woman beat a man in tennis, but in a game of like a sports thing. It was like, wow, this is a big deal. And so I highly recommend watching it, because I happened to watch it on the night of the award show. So not only was I coming off this high of, you know, watching all these women on the Golden Globes just fighting for the cause, I then watched Battle of the Sexes, and it was like, I was just overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed that night. So I highly recommend it. And then watching the award show, I know that I want to see, I don't know the full name of the movie, but the one that Frances McDormand won, The Three Billboards.
Yep.
I want to see that, and I want to see Lady Bird. Have you seen either one of those?
I saw Lady Bird over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen I, Tonya, which I hear is amazing.
Yeah, I totally want to see that too.
And I love Allison Janney, but Allison Janney's performance must be ridiculous, because Laurie Metcalf in Lady Bird was, I mean, that woman, she'll get an Oscar nomination.
I love her.
She was phenomenal. Saoirse Ronan is amazing. And I love Greta Gerwig, and I love what she did. And of course, not nominated for Best Director, but the film won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Like Billy Crystal said, when Yentl won Best Picture, and the Best Picture award goes to the film that apparently directed itself, Yentl.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this, and Bob and I also mentioned this on his after party, but did you ever watch Girls?
Oh yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, I watched the, first season. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I didn't go back for more, because mm-hmm. I'm 50. I don't give a shit. Been there.
That's
so funny.
Got
my own girls' stories.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for repeating myself for anybody who also listens to the after party. But I'll just say that I never had any interest in it. And I don't particularly like Lena Dunham on a personal level.
Okay.
I respect her. And I always respected the fact that she's a feminist, but I don't really like her. She's kind of rubbed me the wrong way on more than one occasion, and she turned me off, so I just didn't care. But I started watching the show, and I think we're just about to watch the last episode of the fourth season. Mm-hmm. I think there's six seasons total, and I really do like it. I like it for a number of reasons, in part because Lena, you know, I mean, I've been struggling as I get older. I've put on more weight, and I struggle with it every day. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, growing up, I was an actress, and I'm 6 feet tall. I have literally large bones. So even if I were to, even when I was my most thin, I was never the kind of thin that I wanted to be. I wanted to be dainty and delicate, and I never was. I just never was. I have large feet. I mean, at least they're tapered feet, but still they're size like 11, 12 feet. And I have very broad shoulders. You know, I'm just not a small person. And so when I watch this show, and Lena Dunham is practically naked the whole time. Or she's wearing some horrible outfit that probably makes her look 15 pounds heavier than she actually is. You know, and then I see the other characters. There's that character who plays Jessa. I don't know what her real name is. But she's also, she's not a skinny mini. She's got a bit of a stomach. And she's, of course, not fat or anything. But I watch the show and I start to feel a little bit more comfortable in my own skin. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit, because I will always go right back to beating myself up because I'm not what I want. And I know that's stupid. I've always known it's stupid, but it's just part of who I am. And I'm better now than I used to be, but it's something that has plagued me pretty much my whole life. And it's not easy to get over. But that show really does help me feel better about myself. And, you know, when I look in the mirror sometimes and I get upset, I think of Jessa and I think, well, I'm not that far from what she looks like. Mm-hmm. And on the show, you know, I mean, she's talked about as a beautiful woman and all this stuff. And it's not that that's important, but what's important is feeling good about yourself. And nobody should compare themselves to anybody else, but I mean, that's one of my weaknesses. I do. You know, I get, I'll share something that I know that this is going to be really difficult for a lot of people to understand, and they're probably going to think I'm stupid for saying it. But in 2014, I gained all this weight because I stopped smoking in November of 2013. And when I did, clearly my metabolism slowed down. I started going through perimenopause, and literally within a month's time, after doing nothing but no changes but stopping smoking, that was it. I still ate the same way. I exercised I've always exercised, so I was still exercising, and all of a sudden I just gained a bunch of weight, and my pants were not fitting me, and I couldn't believe it. And so this was like, you know, I noticed on Christmas Day, because you know, I work from home. I usually wear comfortable clothing. Christmas Day, I had to get clothes on, you know, that weren't just like sweats or something that I would wear to the grocery store. And I realized, oh my God, I've gained all this weight. So anyway, in the new year, I was approached by We Are Woman, and they said, you know, hey, would you give the speech? We're going to do this in, you know, it was like in D.C. in August. So I thought to myself, okay, well, I have plenty of time to lose the weight that I've gained. I guess maybe it was 15 pounds, 10 or 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And but I had already, you know, I was already heavier than I had been when I was younger. So add to that 10 to 15 more pounds. And I was just feeling really uncomfortable in my own skin. And so I started working on losing weight. It wasn't happening. Nothing was happening. No weight was coming off. I was doing all the things that I've always done my whole life to lose weight. Nothing was happening. So February goes by, March goes by, still not losing weight. I'm working even harder now. I'm eating less. I'm working out longer periods of time, more days a week. Nothing. I'm just getting so freaked out. I'm going through, I got frozen shoulder that year. I broke my freaking toe that year. It was just like, I couldn't lose weight. So I, you know, we were doing the We Are Woman rally, and the subject was basically voting rights and the Equal Rights Amendment. So at the time, I was talking a lot with Madison Kimry, who was, I think, 14 then. And she's just this tiny, petite little thing. And so I got her, you know, as one of the speakers. And so this is what I'm going to say, where people just aren't going to understand me. One of my insecurities, one of my insecure thoughts, was that I'm going to be standing on a stage next to Madison Kimry, even though I was like 46 years old and she was 13 or 14. Didn't matter. I just thought, she's going to look tiny and I'm going to look like this huge monster. I wasn't comparing myself to her. I wasn't, you know, thinking, oh, she's thin and I want to be like Madison. I just thought, what I'm going to look like next to her. I'm going to look like this Hulk, and she's just going to look like a dainty girl. And I just, you know, I mean, it's like, I know that sounds stupid, and I'm going to be 50 this year, and you would think a 50-year-old woman should know better or should feel, you know, but it's like this thing that I carry with me. So bringing this back to girls, it's something that I see the value in girls there's so much value I see in the show, but that's something that I really take away, is that Lena Dunham is like, fuck Hollywood. I'm going to dress the way I want. I'm going to show you my thighs that have cellulite. I'm not going to suck my stomach in, and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to be me. And if you don't like it, you can fuck off. And I love that. It makes me happy, and it makes me feel like better about myself.
Yeah. It's funny that you would bring that up, because I feel all those same things. Every single one of those things. And I sing in a band, as you know, and we had a gig the night before New Year's. And I'm just a little, I'm a little on my portlier side. Like, I'm at the top end, you know? And I know I can lose the weight, because I did it a year ago, and a year and a half ago, and I kept it off for the better part of a year. And then I just started, it just started creeping back up, and I was in a, you know, I'm in a desk job now, and it's just different. You know, I'm not working from home. I can't work out 6 days a week anymore. Yeah. It just isn't the way it is. So, but I love food, and food makes me happy. And I like eating popcorn on the couch and maybe having some ice cream afterwards. And it's like, fuck it. So I got a bit of a camel toe, you know, I mean, sorry, my tits are huge. They start on my back, and I can actually, like, when I put my bra on, I reach under my armpit and fucking pull them through to the front, and they're huge.
Yes, I've got the huge, you know, boobs too.
They're just huge. I got out of the shower the night of that gig, and I'm getting, just so I can get ready, and I looked in the mirror, because there's a mirror just right there, and I was like, all I could say to myself was, oh my God, it's like National Geographic. It was like, they were just giant. And I thought, you know what? That's what they are. That's what they are. And I'm performing tonight, and I'm going to try to find something that fits. And I get out there, and one of my very best friends, she goes, you know, people don't look at you on the stage and go, oh, Steph's put on 10 pounds.
Yeah, right.
They're like, look at Steph bringing that shit. Yes. And singing and sweating and fucking kicking up the one good leg. And like, you know, that's what people, that's what they see. Now, and then to come back to that, I finally said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to be, I'm going to keep doing my workouts, because I'm a pretty fit person. Mm-hmm. And that stuff's important to me. And I go out of my way to do it when I can and when it fits in with the schedule. And I'm working out hard. But I'm also, I'm done abusing myself mentally and emotionally.
Yes, I want to be done.
Over 10 pounds.
I know.
Because guess what? It is what it is. And it looks pretty damn good. And I'm going to tell you something. When we did the TV show together and you showed up in the studio and we took pictures, and I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, look at that tall, beautiful person who is sitting across from me with the gorgeous clavicle that is visible. I'm not kidding. I see it. Look at the picture with the glowing skin and the not too much makeup, and just, so that's what I saw sitting across from you. Okay. And it didn't make me feel bad about myself. I thought, wow, you know, that you're so know that that's what people see when they look at you.
Well, thank you. And nobody, I appreciate thought. And I do want to reiterate, I mean, I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm,
no, of course,
you know,
not. Of course you're not.
I don't expect,
I'm just telling you that's what I see.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. And I know what you're talking about, because obviously, like, when I look at you, I mean, and, you know, I remember really admiring what you were wearing. And I thought you looked, I remember at the time there was this one, I think we were finished and you were walking around, and I thought, wow, she looks really great, you know,
that was 10 pounds ago, FYI.
Well, yeah, I think,
but whatever, it's still fine.
I think I was a little thinner when I saw you too, but I think the thing is it's like, for instance, like, now I don't, when I think back into certain times of my life, I don't remember weight. I remember experience. I don't, you know, at the time I probably was agonizing. I've always been agonizing about my weight. So I, whatever I remember back to, I don't remember the agonizing about the weight. I remember the experience. So the experience holds more weight for me than all the shit that I tell myself. And you're absolutely right. It's such a horrible thing to abuse yourself. And I wish that, I don't know why I fell such victim to it. I think there's so many reasons. I think it's partly because I grew up in Los Angeles, and at the age of 13, you know, I lost a bunch of weight and I decided I wanted to become a model. So, as you know, that was a very young age to decide I want to go into show business. And then therefore, I put all this pressure on myself that I had to look a certain way. And then when I would see pictures of myself that I didn't think were, I don't know, representative of other people who were popular at the time, I would beat myself up for that. I think I remember telling you that there was this one person who was on a television show who said something to me that like kind of triggered me to basically starve myself.
Oh, and
she told me that I would never be considered sexy unless I lost 20 pounds.
Oh, for God's sake.
I did lose weight. But I was never thin enough. I was just never thin enough. I've battled acne. I've had all these, you know, so it's like, you know, right around 20, 21, I started getting like mild to moderate acne, and I battled that. So, you know, because I put all this pressure on myself, every little thing when I wasn't, I mean, I remember one time I was probably like 27, and on my calf, I've got a little bit of a blue vein that you can see. It's maybe like an inch or two long. It doesn't pop out or anything, but it's a blue. I fucking lost my mind. In my head, I figured that this stupid blue vein was going to keep me from success. And I started crying. And I remember my mother was like, who never understood my self-abuse. She just never understood it. She it's not that she was horrible about it, but she's never had that. She's never beat herself up like that.
My mom either.
And so she was like, Kimberly, what is your problem? She's like, you're being ridiculous. And I knew I was being ridiculous, but I convinced myself that I was never going to be successful as an actress because I had a fucking blue vein that you can see. And it's like, it's so dumb. You know what I mean? It's just as dumb as thinking, oh my God, everybody's going to see the Michelin man standing next to little Madison Kimry. You know, it's like, it's just so dumb. No one would have thought that but me. You know, and it was like, I mean, I freaking loved Madison. I wanted her to speak at that. I was the one who got her in. I mean, I just, you know, I and she did a great job. But it wasn't that I was jealous of her. It's just that I was afraid of what I would look like next to her. And I recognize how stupid that is. It's just really stupid. But, you know, I mean, I really appreciate any television show. It's like when I watch movies with Liv Tyler, I feel better about myself because she's not a skinny mini. She's tall like I am.
And
she's,
gorgeous.
You know, she's gorgeous and she's slender and everything, but she's not bone thin. And, you know, I mean, I remember watching, or I didn't watch the show, but back in the 90s when, what was that show the one who's married to Harrison Ford? What's her name?
Oh, Ally McBeal?
Yeah. Ally McBeal.
I think she's just a skinny little mini.
Yeah, she is. And then everybody on that show, I remember there was like some news coming out that everybody was dieting and starving themselves and eating disorders all over the place because they were all trying to be skinny like her. And I was so angry because I just thought, you know what? I could starve myself and I could not eat anything and I'll never be that skinny because I'm 6 feet tall and I have large bones. I will never fit into a size zero ever. It'll never happen. And it's just, God, it's such a waste of time. It's so sad.
It is.
It's so sad that women in this country are so hard on themselves.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean,
not my mom, though. I love my mom for that. She's always had, my mom is, she said she was 5'2". She's not 5'2". She's like maybe 5 foot and a half or something, you know? But was probably like in her heyday, very curvaceous, very busty, very, just that was her body. And she's always been. And she, I never once in my entire youth, and even to this day, really, have heard her complain about the shape of her body or how she looks. And so I don't really know where I got it from, other than like just being around girls who,
yeah.
I remember being on the Scarsdale diet when I was a freshman and I probably weighed 102. My dad goes, "Why do you want a grapefruit?" I'm like, "Shut up, Dad."
What's the Scarsdale? You know, is that grapefruit and egg?
It was a grapefruit and dry wheat toast.
Yum.
In the morning. I think I got through one meal and that was, and it was over. because I please. And now, you know, I'm just, we eat healthy around here.
Yeah.
We exercise. Our kids eat healthy. They exercise. And so some of the jeans I can't wear right now, maybe I'll be able to wear them, you know, next month. I don't care. I'm done. Okay. I care, but I'm done caring to the point of like self abuse.
Abuse. You're right. And it's like, that's just something I have to work on. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm going to be 50 this year. So, I've got to get over a lot. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm fortunate in that, you know, hey, I've got good skin. I have good genes, you know, like my mother, I look at her face and really she's 70, she's going to be 71 in March.
And your mom's fabulous.
She doesn't have a lot of wrinkles and neither does my father, who's also 71. You know, I mean, I got the good genes with the skin and all that, but I'm going to, you know, I mean, I know that I don't look like I did when I was 25 or 35 and all that. And I don't really care about that. I'm not so hard on myself about looking older, but it's going to be weird, you know, cause I can see in pictures the difference, you know, it's like, all right, yeah. I look in the mirror. I don't necessarily see the difference because fortunately I've got the good skin. I don't have a lot of wrinkles, but you know, I can tell in pictures. I can see the line between my eyes. You know, the little forehead crease that's there, and you know, it's fine. I'm not completely. I don't abuse myself. I don't believe I will abuse myself because I know the jowls thing is coming, and whatever else yucky things come with aging to your, you know, that crepey skin and all of that. I'm not mm-hmm. looking forward to that, but I think that I can handle it. You know yeah. what I mean? I just think I can handle it. It's the weight. That's my big thing. And it's like, I've got to figure out a way to overcome it because it's constantly on my mind and I wish that it wasn't, but it's constantly there.
It's yeah. It took up too much of my mental energy.
Yeah, it's just fucking stupid.
And but I'm just, listen, I'm like a few days into this new attitude, by the way. So
I've
spent
some
a
of it
lot
from
of
you.
Time. Yeah. I have a picture of myself in this t-shirt. It's it says piss in like the kiss writing.
Yeah.
And then it's a picture of Donald Trump with Gene Simmons makeup on and his tongue hanging out. And it's too tight for me to wear right now. I mean, yeah. I could wear it, but it would be obscene. So, but you know, man, maybe I'll be able to wear it when on his impeachment day. Who knows? Oh. I don't care. I'm starving right now, though, so I can't wait to go shovel food into my face.
And trust me, I'm starving too.
Yeah, it's gonna be
I guess
good.
We should go. We've been at this for quite some time, but it was a fun show, and I do, despite the fact that I say horrible things to myself about my weight. I don't want to come across and let everyone think that I like hate myself. I don't. I just struggle, you know, and I think it's good that we talk about this because
yeah.
listening to you helps, you know, we'll go away after the show and your words will echo in my mind and I will work to apply them. And so I think that it's positive and I mean, like I said before, you know, there's so many things that we didn't even get to cover, but fortunately, we'll be back.
And we will be back.
We'll be covering things later. But yeah, the next show will be on the 24th. And we're going to be talking to Jess Phoenix. So that'll be exciting. And until then, hang in there.
That's right. Thanks for the Duran Duran.
Sure thing.